things last night?
I thought it was a fascinating debate to watch, and I thought it was really interesting that the kinds of things I was seeing in terms of the way that these candidates appeared seemed to really be borne out in the immediate poll results that came out afterwards. CNN did a poll, and they indicated that viewers thought that Obama tended to win the debate over McCain. But what was really interesting was the ways that Obama beat McCain on some of these leadership issues that I think can really be tied to nonverbals. He looked like a stronger leader over McCain by 23 points. Obama beat McCain by 48 points on likability. And in any kind of public opinion poll, that's huge. If you're winning by more than 5 points, that's significant. So to beat McCain on likability by 48 points, that's like a spread of like 75 to 20. Yeah. I mean, that's huge. Mm.
But what about Joe the Plumber? Where did he rank?
I think Joe the Plumber got a lot of attention. He was actually interviewed by CNN after the debate to get his take on it. And he seemed, from the interview I saw, far more articulate than the candidates at some points.
Yeah. Maybe we should put Joe. He should be Joe the President. What do you think, huh?
All right. How about specific instances of nonverbal communication moments from last night?
Well, I thought one of the things that was really interesting to watch was, of course, watching the candidates speak is rather interesting. But I was really focused a lot on what the candidates were doing when they were listening. One of the things that I noticed that when Bob Schieffer, the moderator, would ask a question or Senator McCain would provide an answer, Obama would be leaning in on the table, putting his body forward, folding his hands. And typically the research tells us that this is an indicator of engagement and interest. Obama was sending a message that I'm really focused on you, I'm really listening, I want to hear this. And then when McCain would engage in an attack, there would be a rather demure closing of the eyes and a big beaming smile. On the other hand, when McCain was listening to Obama, or listening to the question from Bob Schieffer, especially about an hour or so into the debate, he would lean back. He would his body would stiffen up, his head would be back, almost as if to distance himself from the question. And then when he's listening to Obama attacking himself, his eyes would widen, his face would stiffen, a really pained smile, rather an albino jack-o'-lantern is what I thought.
Wow.
And there was a sense in which he looked really uncomfortable in trying to maintain and not really engaged in listening to what was being said. And I thought that was a huge contrast.
Now, what about blinking eyes? Because I remember back when Bob Dole was running for president, he had a habit of blinking his eyes a lot.
You know it, I know it, the American people know it. I'm a blinker.
And people said that when you blink your eyes, you're lying. Is that necessarily true or not?
Well, there is some evidence to indicate that that there are some links between involuntary blinking, and but part of that has to do with your physiological activity when you're nervous, when you're feeling stressed, and lying is a stressful situation. Now, I didn't see a whole lot of overt blinking during some of these moments, especially during the attacks. Yeah. But it was rather interesting that in both cases, and particularly for Senator McCain, there were a lot of moments when the eyes were very wide with very dilated pupils, almost as if he was trying consciously not to blink.
Mm-hmm.
You can draw your own conclusions from that.
Well, there were no moments, though, too, of winking or, don't you know, and by gosh and gosh darn it.
Yeah, we didn't have that kind of stuff for sure, and I think particularly for Senator Obama, those moments when he would just, very coolly close his eyes and flash that big grin when he was being attacked, I think that was probably the better TV. I mean, if you wanted to cue the Al Green, he won 62-28 for women.
Cue the Al Green.
And I think part of it had to do with just this sense of Obama appeared nonverbally to be cool and unflappable and taking everything in stride.
What about Bob Schieffer? What about his body language?
Well, he was very direct, and in part, we couldn't see as much of that because whenever he was on camera, he was, he had great eye contact with the teleprompter where he was reading the questions from, so that rather helps. I think he established a sense of authoritativeness, which a good news anchor is going to do. And I think one of the things you noticed with Schieffer is a real attempt to physically engage with the candidates, because unlike Tom Brokaw in this particular debate, there were lots of follow-up questions, and Schieffer really tried to press the candidates. And so I think you got a sense of that, where he was trying to engage the candidates without being aggressive.
Do you think probably one of the most telling moments for body language was when Schieffer cornered both of them on the negative campaigning?
You know, I didn't really notice a whole lot of specific differences in Bob Schieffer. I mean, on these particular moments... When
I'm talking about McCain and Obama now. And,
oh, right.
And
responding
oh, yeah.
to that
yeah.
question.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. I think this... like I said, when McCain in particular, it was much more apparent. He would, when Schieffer's asking these questions, he would lean back rather than lean forward, almost as if he was trying to distance himself from
okay.
the question, as opposed to really being engaged. And Obama was exactly the opposite. It seemed like he was really trying to engage Schieffer and listen to that particular question. But yet the muscles in McCain stiffened up. Particularly the facial muscles and the smile. The grin was really tight. The eyes were wide. I felt for the guy at those moments. It seemed like he was really uncomfortable.
Yeah, but they both did a good job given the pressure of the situation.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I think absolutely. And that certainly came out in the closing statements. Both candidates were very poised, great eye contact mm-hmm. with the camera, which means great eye contact with the TV viewer. The paralanguage was very smooth and strong and
yeah.
clear. So they both finished really strong.
Well, if you've already made up your mind, your candidate did a great job mm-hmm. last night. The question's going to come down to that undecided voter. And we're visiting here on Super Hits Cool 101.3 with Professor Stephen Klein from Augustana College. He's kind of an expert in body language. How do you think that will play or affect those undecided voters out there?
I think you're absolutely right. By the time you get to the debates, the positions have really hardened and solidified. And actually, I saw one poll that said that prior to this particular debate, the ranks of the undecided persuadables in this election had gone down to, at least according to one study, as low as 13%. So really, the candidates are fighting for a relatively small number of undecideds. And for those kinds of independents, the negative campaigning and the focus on attack is something that really tends to turn them off. So I think what that means nonverbally in this debate is when McCain appeared to be more aggressive, those moments when he did lean in as opposed to lean back, at some moments he was pounding his fist very emphatically when he was making an attack point. He looked very aggressive and very excitable in those particular moments, and that was contrasted against Obama, who was relatively cooler, unflappable. He made strong points, but didn't nonverbally, physically make a big deal out of it. And so I think the contrast then was, well, here's one guy who's really on the attack, mm-hmm. and here's another guy who's taking it in stride. And I think the poll numbers suggest that the undecided independent voters clearly preferred calm, cool, and collected over excitable attack guy.
Thank you, Professor Klein. Stephen Klein from Augustana College joining us this morning here on Super Hits Cool 101.3.